This is 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to something on the lighter side. We call it Cinema Chat. My co-host is Nick Alderank. He is the Cinema Programming Manager for Marquee Arts, and he is just back from the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. Have a good trip?
It was a great trip. Yeah, I saw a lot. I saw about 23 movies in the last week, and
a full-time job.
Yeah, it was a lot, but I have a lot of great films that I'm excited to bring to Ann Arbor.
Well, you're going to tell me that process in a moment, but I understand out of the Sundance Film Festival this year that documentaries were really being highlighted, and there's some tremendous ones.
Yes, I saw about, you know, five documentaries that I would like to highlight, and I didn't even see some of the other ones that people are talking about. There's a Marley Maitland documentary and a Pee Wee Herman documentary that I didn't see that everyone was talking about. But I did see a few, one-to-one John and Yoko. This was an exploration of the seminal and transformative 18 months that John Lennon and Yoko Ono spent in Greenwich Village in the early 70s. And they interweave clips of John and Yoko with commercials and TV clips from that era. It was really fascinating to see this all come together like this. And there's some great restored footage of the John Sinclair rally that happened.
Oh, really? Right here in Ann Arbor.
Yeah. And that was just a really special treat to see that film.
Yeah, 10 for 2.
Yeah, and then there's another one about Jeff Buckley that was really incredible.
Oh, that's right up our alley.
A very sad story, but it was about Jeff Buckley using never before seen footage, voice messages, and accounts from his closest friends and relatives that really paints a portrait of who he was as a person. And that was a very special thing to see. Another one called The Librarians. That was about librarians defending intellectual freedom of democracy's front lines amid unprecedented censorship in Texas, Florida, and beyond.
Got to appreciate the librarians.
That's right.
They make a difference, and a quiet difference at that in our lives.
Absolutely. And then a couple more. There's a film called Mr. Nobody Against Putin. And this is it takes place in a primary school in Russia just after they launched the invasion of Ukraine. And a teacher goes undercover to film what was happening in his own school as propaganda was being forced onto students at that time. And then a really great documentary called Deaf President Now. And this is about the protests at Gallaudet University, the world's only deaf university, and four students find a way to lead an angry mob and change the course of history as the Gallaudet University was selecting a president who was not deaf. And so they were leading a charge to get a new president who represents them.
Truly an instance where actions are louder than words.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, those are great documentaries. Now, how do you go about the process of securing rights to those to put them forth to the audience here in Ann Arbor?
It's reaching out to distributors, and a lot of these films don't have distribution yet. So now I've seen a lot of great films, and now I'm just watching the news to see who picks up what. And they all have their plans on release dates and everything. And it's really just talking to distributors and trying to figure out what works best.
So you've made your list, and you'll have to check it twice.
That's right.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to learning what is going to be the big Sundance films that come to our area in the Michigan and State Theaters in the months to come. Opening at the Multiplex this week, we have Dog Man?
Yeah.
Dog Man?
Bring your kids to see Dog Man. This is a story about when a police officer and his faithful police dog get injured in the line of duty, a harebrained but life-saving surgery fuses the two of them together, and Dog Man is born, and who learns to embrace his new identity and stop feline supervillain Petey the Cat from cloning himself and going on a crime spree. So this is based this is based off the Dave Pilkey's children's graphic novel series Dog Man and a spin-off of the Captain Underpants series.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Captain Underpants was big in our household when my kids were young. Yeah. Well, you are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Nick Alderink, just back from the Sundance Film Festival. And Amelia Perez is returning to the Michigan
Theater. That's right. We played this film back in November, but now it's been nominated for 12 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, for Jacques Audiard, Best Actress for Carla Sophia Garson, and Best Supporting Actress for Zoe Saldana. And this is an audacious fever dream that defies genres and expectations. And it's a musical that follows the fearsome cartel leader, Amelia, who enlists Rita, an unappreciated lawyer stuck in a dead-end job, and to help fake her death so that Amelia can finally live authentically as her true self.
12 Academy Awards. That's rather impressive.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Makes perfect sense why you're bringing it back.
Yeah.
And the late night classics, you've hit upon one of my childhood favorites.
Yeah. The Wall. Pink Floyd's The Wall from 1982. It'll play this Friday at 9:30 and next week, Thursday, February 6th at 8 o'clock. And this is the visual riff of Pink Floyd's classic album, The Wall, about Pink, who a drugged out musician who's looking back on his isolated childhood.
Yeah, Bob Geldof did a fantastic
that's
job
right.
in that role.
Mm. And so great music, great visuals, written by John Waters and director Alan Parker.
Well, that is fantastic. And then one of the oddest movies that I encountered at a certain period in time, you know, Bill Murray does a lot of those odd movies,
yeah.
but he did one called Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Yeah.
And I found it wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. This is when Wes Anderson really went full force with that style that he's so well known for today. This will play next Tuesday, February 4th at 7 o'clock. And it's about Steve Zissou, who rallies a crew that includes his estranged wife, a journalist, and a man who may or may not be his son, to exact revenge on a legendary shark that killed his partner.
Yeah, right, the great white shark.
Yeah.
And a
terrific cast, along with Kate Blanchett, Angelica Houston, Willem Dafoe, Jeff Goldblum, Michael Gambon, and Bud Cort.
Yeah, there was nobody that didn't shine in that movie.
That's right, yeah.
And it's really weird and quirky, and the dialogue, it's Wes Anderson.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly right, and it's why it's being featured as the part of the complete Wes Anderson series. That's Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And then you're bringing science back to the screen.
Yes, our Science on Screen series, we're kicking this off on February 5th at 7 o'clock. That's a Wednesday. And we'll be followed by, we're showing The Taste of Things. And that'll be followed by a discussion with Chef Allison Anastasio regarding the science and pleasures of gastronomy. This is a great film that came out about a couple years ago. It stars Juliette Binoche, about a cook, Eugene, and her boss, Doden, grow food for one another over 20 years, and the romance gives rise to dishes that impress even the world's most illustrious chefs.
Have you seen some of these things they do with food, with steam and smoke and all these other things, this gastronomy kind of thing?
Yeah,
it was really huge for a while, and I understand, I've never experienced it personally. You?
No, not personally, no.
This might be a good opportunity to learn more and figure out where I can do that. Yeah. So the Masataro Harada, A Life in Cinema, what is that?
So that is a retrospective of Japanese director Masato Harada. We're playing his film Baragaki, Unbroken Samurai tonight at 7 o'clock. And you can also catch Wakuri tonight at 7 o'clock with director-producer Irene Parveen Bilal in attendance for a post-film discussion that is part of our South Asian cinema series.
Well, that's good. And then you have a couple of movies that continue to play that have obviously done at least well enough to stay in the theater.
Yep, you can still catch Nickel Boys, The Brutalist, Nosferatu, and Baby Girl at the State, and at the Michigan, A Complete Unknown, and Flow.
Well, those are great choices, great movies, and thanks for the report from Sundance, and we'll look forward to see what appears before our eyes.
Absolutely. See you next week.
That is Nick Alderink. He is the cinema programming manager for Marquee Arts, bringing you the very best from around the world to the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. He's the co-host of Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.